Tell Me I'm Wrong,
a podcast about entertainment,
BTS,
and the things we've learned in our 20-some-odd years of living.
Let's meet our hosts.
I'm Plum, introverted bibliophile, creator, empath.
And I'm Scarlet, omnidirectional writer, witch, wanderer.
Let's get started, shall we?
Hello.
Hello.
When I clapped the first time, I then immediately cracked my finger, and I was like, now I have to wait an extra second because it's going to be an extra sound. Okay, what are we doing today?
Today, we are doing BTS Tarot Roulette.
Yes. But only the major arcana. So it's just going to be more like we pull a thing and then we both talk about whatever is on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've got my handy dandy cards once again, a different set. And let's just heckin' go. Is there any one that you want to start with, or do you want me to just start pulling?
Just start pulling. I don't know though. Go for it.
Okay. Starting off with the Emperor. Yes, I did go specifically pick pictures
that,
for everybody.
That one, that's great. I love it.
Okay, so the Emperor. Authority. What is something that BTS has shown you to take control of in your life?
Oh, starting off strong.
Yeah, they're all kind of like this, so.
Okay, good to know. I'm gonna brace myself.
Some of them are about specifically the boys, but some of it's like more reflective on what they've done for your...
I like it.
So yeah, what is something that BTS has shown you to take control of? My happiness.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because it's all about doing what you need to do to be happy. Without hurting other people, of course, but, you know.
Going off of that, doing what you want to do unapologetically without, you know, harming another.
Right. It's annoying that we have to say that, but.
I know.
Yes.
But yes.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. The picture is of Yoongi in Augusty Emperor garb, which is why it just had to be done.
Well, no, it makes sense. I don't, honestly, I think you picked the best possible picture.
I agree. Okay, next. Interesting. High Priestess. Okay. Intuition, higher wisdom. Put my BTS playlist on shuffle, and then the first song that plays will be tomorrow's theme song.
That's so dangerous!
It'll be good. I will shuffle it, and I'll tell you what it is.
Yeah. This BTS playlist is notorious. It's,
it depends on what mood it's going for,
yeah,
but...
because that's the thing about this playlist. It decides what the mood will be.
It does. Okay. Tomorrow's theme song will be Outro Wings.
This is a safe song. That's a safe song. That's good. That's good. That's a good mood for tomorrow.
It's a good vibe.
It's
a good Friday vibe.
Good day off Friday vibe. Get the shit done.
Yeah.
Have fun while you're doing it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm here for that.
Thank you, Shuffle. You've done well.
Playing it safe.
Yeah.
I was really afraid it was going to pull out, like, blue and gray or something.
It could have been.
Bulletproof. We are bulletproof.
We are bulletproof the eternal.
Yeah.
It could have been.
Ooh, come anything. Back home.
It could have been come back home. That would have been nice. But no. Outro Wings is a perfect song.
Solid.
To do a Friday vibe to. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next up. I just have to make sure that I read the numbers correctly. The Hanged Man. Letting go. Suspension. What BTS lyric, song, or speech taught you something?
Oh, shit.
There's so many. There are so, so, so many.
They did the graduation speech back in 2020 when I graduated.
Yeah.
I can't remember much about it, but I do remember, I mean, one, seeing them for the first time in a hot minute. Two, it was my graduation, so I was already emotional. I do remember that, like, I do remember them saying some shit where I was like, oh. I couldn't tell you exactly because you know how my memory is, but I'm going to pick that because that holds a memorable memory.
A memorable memory, yes. Mine would probably be the first UN speech where Namjoon talks about the speak yourself thing, and that whole time period of things, but that specifically has stuck in my mind.
We've talked about that a couple times before too.
Yeah, because it's important. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's my choice. Merp. Okay. Of course he would be the first one. The devil. So our words are bondage and restriction, but it's also earth, and we did go through and choose members for each of, or a card for each of the members.
We did!
A very long time ago.
Yes, which is why I don't remember this that well.
Yeah. So, on each of these cards that represent a member, it has these questions at the bottom. So this one is for Tae. How does the member embody this card? And then list any song references tied to this idea or name the era or look that matches this card the most.
Oh.
Which is tough, but actually not that tough.
No. Yes and no.
Yes and no.
Because I want to... If I'm going based off of appearance alone for era, I do feel like the On Black Swan looks that he had, but also Fake Love.
Yes. I'm going to say Singularity Fake Love because that's more about, like, literally he has a freaking
harness
on in the Fake Love music video, but... pertaining to restriction, or what my set of cards is actually calls the devil oppression.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole singularity vibe where it's like fighting with the two people that I am, and how am I supposed to choose which one I'm allowed to be, and how do I kill the other one? So I think that time period definitely fits in with the devil and the impression, restriction of yourself.
Absolutely.
And there's probably other song references that tie to that. But since he himself just talked about his choices for the upcoming
anthology,
it's fresh in my brain.
Yes. Absolutely.
Especially since Singularity just had its 4-year birthday.
Oh my god, it's already been 4 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another look that might match, like, the devil would be his red Singularity outfit. His live red Singularity outfit.
Oh.
Yeah. Or the item that I chose here, which was the black swan. The black swan look for PTD Live before they went on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's the first member we've gotten. It would be him.
It would be. You gotta start strong. Intense.
Strong and intense. That's that is true. Okay, I think this is another one. the star.
Aww.
Hope and spiritual guidance. Also, it's an air kind of sign, and obviously Hobie has to be the choice for that one.
Yes.
Hope. So again, how does the member embody this card, and then any song references or the era or look?
I find this really funny because we did just watch that TikTok compilation, and I it's called Hobie scary. Yeah. Not like bad scary, but like, damn, he's intimidating in the best possible way.
Him in performance mode is different than
True. Because I think that is both. Like, he is Hope. Like, he took it and he ran with it and he has made it, like, him. Like, he didn't, you know, shove himself to, like, fit it. Like, he just is. It's not like how people say, like, oh, it's my brand. I'm like, I don't want to call it a brand for him because it's not something he sells. It's just who he is. He gives it freely.
He does give it freely. And it's not an effortless giving either. Like, he also has to work at it. So what's more, like, inspiring than if he were to just be happy-go-lucky all the time.
Right. And I mean, I think even the other members have, like, mentioned it, especially, like, you know, JK and, like, Jimin, and they've talked about how, like, they've always gone to Hobie, and, like, he's the one everyone turns to, you know, for things like dance and for guidance, but, like, he really does, like, you know, he is there for each one of the members, and they all recognize that, and it's just like, oh, Hobie, love you so much.
He's precious.
He's amazing.
Song references. Ego. Or Daydream, Airplane especially. Airplane Part 2. Also, Outro Wings.
I was gonna say Outro Wings. That is, like, I know it's all of them, but that's, like, Hobie's song. Whenever I think of Outro Wings.
Yo, Jay, let's do it. Yeah. Like, it's gotta be Hobie's song.
Yes.
And then a look. Remember when they did they did Microcosmos on some award show, the one where they were all around that thing that said I love you in all the different languages?
Yes.
That specifically, for some reason, is sticking in my mind for that.
Absolutely.
He is the star. That was probably the easiest one to choose.
I think that was. I don't think we went back and forth for him.
No. Him and Yoongi, I think, were the easiest to choose.
I don't remember what we picked for Yoongi.
You'll know when we get there.
Yes, when we get there, I will.
You'll recognize why. Okay, coming up next is, I feel like I should leave that one for last, The Magician. I chose a picture from the magic shop, that's the thing. Power, skill, what do you think each member's biggest strength, what do you think is each member's biggest strength, starting with Namjoon, since he's first in the lineup.
Okay.
Namjoon's biggest strength.
I am thinking, I'm just going back and forth. I don't know.
I think his biggest strength is doing what he knows to, like, be right. He just has such a, like, a way about how he does things. So I think the fact that he can, like, go and take time for himself, go take a bike ride, go to the art museum.
Ah, yes.
And take time away from, like, the grind, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is a huge strength, because if he can take time away and, like, recharge himself and go out and do things, then he can come back to everything else that they have to do with, like, a fresh look on everything.
Fresh perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'd say for Namjoon. There are many.
There are many, and that's kind of where I was going. I was like, well, he's really, I didn't want to, I know, like, he gets, you know, like, oh, he's the smart one. I'm like, yes, he is intelligent, but, like, that's not, you know, don't, whatever. I was like, he, and for some reason, the first thing that popped into my head is his greatest strength, his strength.
He's thick.
But he's also very understanding. And yeah. Yeah, he's extremely understanding. But yeah.
What about Jin? Jin's biggest strength.
I honestly think Jin's biggest strength is his humor.
I think his biggest strength is not taking himself too seriously.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because he can be serious, and he has been serious, but he doesn't let it, like, be serious all the time.
I just think of In the Soup,
mm-hmm.
where he's just like, I want to do this. I wanted to hit the bag, so I hit the bag. I wanted to choke on mango, so I choked on mango.
I wanted to set off fireworks at 10 in the morning while everyone was still asleep.
So I did. Just showing everybody, like, I can still live my life the way that I want to, even though I'm an idol.
And you expect, like, everyone expects me to be this way, but I'm gonna just do what I wanna do, and that's it.
Exactly how I wanna be.
Mm-hmm.
What about Yoomfi?
Yoomfi?
Yoongi's biggest strength is,
he cares.
His patience.
His fucking patience.
His biggest strength is his patience. Not only with the other members and them being ridiculous and him just sitting there waiting for them to stop
hitting him,
literally, but also his patience with himself and learning how to let shit go so that he can create rather than holding on to stuff forever and letting it dampen his process.
Yeah, he did say that he wanted to throw himself away.
Yeah, next year I want to throw myself away.
In a sense, I think he's accomplished that. He has learned to, like, throw away the things that don't matter, hold on to the things that do.
Yeah, I think it's like, okay, this is obviously bothering me, I'm gonna write a song about it and then be done with it.
Yeah, it's a great way to, you know, deal with things.
Yes. Hobi's biggest strength.
His hope.
Yeah.
His energy,
yeah. His biggest strength, I think, it probably has to be his hope.
Yeah.
And again, not just for other people, but for himself. Keeping his hopes up and his dreams and believing in himself. Leading by example.
Yeah.
Okay, what about Jimin? Jimin's biggest strength. Hard. This one's hard.
Well, yes and no. I mean, it's hard for all of them because they are so many things. But I think Jimin, and this is, you know, I've said this for a couple of the other ones, but it's true for all of them in a sense. But he does care for the members. He's very, I don't know how to describe it, because I'm like, he takes care of them so well, because he does, but
I think his greatest strength is his stubbornness.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he can be very stubborn.
I think that's good, though.
Yeah.
I think he has to be. But, like, stubborn in the way that you have to kind of just push through people's, like, walls sometimes, especially with the younger two. And also being stubborn against, like, his own, like, body issues and his feelings of inferiority, etc.
Yeah. He does. Yes.
Because people struggle with that shit.
Yes, they do, and it doesn't go away.
No, but he kind of just like runs in head on.
And he admits it too. You know, he doesn't try and like say it's. Doesn't exist. He's like, oh yeah, it was bad, but now it's better.
Yeah. What about Tay?
What's Tay's biggest strength?
Tay's biggest strength. It's harder for the younger ones because, like, usually the other ones take charge of most of the situations, so I think Tay's biggest strength... might be his ability to try stuff. Because he'll, like, dabble in different things and he'll try out stuff and then realize, oh, this isn't for me, and then move on. But he's not, like, unwilling to try new stuff. Like, doing his painting and photography and going out and doing different things. And I think sometimes you, like, fall into something like being in BTS where you're like, yeah, I guess I'll try out. Since I'm here already, and then, like, and he's even said it, like, he wasn't a singer, he wasn't a dancer, he wasn't a performer, but he just tried because, and then it worked out. So I think just the try and try again, but to not get hung up on not being good at something, just trying.
Yes.
That's not to say he doesn't feel that way about everything, but other stuff that's not, like, your career, you know?
True.
Like, because he could be upset about not being able to do a dance or something, but I know he'll figure it out.
Yes.
But if it's going to hobbies, like...
Yeah, because, like, he is learning the trumpet, he's dabbled with the violin, he does the painting regularly. He does everything. He dabbles. If he has an interest, he's like, I'm gonna try it. And I guess then I'll off try. He goes.
Yeah. Okay, what is JK's biggest strength?
Determination.
Yeah.
His determination. His passion. I would say...
His passion.
Because that is, like, his driving force.
Yeah.
He also does the dabble. He'll try everything once.
Except for...
He's a little bit more of a perfectionist.
He's got the mix of Tae and Jimin where... he'll try it, but if he's not good at it, he's gonna be mad about it. And then he will be stubborn and not stop until he can do the thing.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. He's also got a way of making everybody else laugh, and I think that that's a very good trait.
He's a little mood maker.
He is a mood maker. Just little deer eyeballs. Okay. Next. Ah, my card. Not me just making sure I can... That's not right. That's not what I meant to click. Okay, that's fine. Justice is Jimin. I think this suits him so well. So fairness and cause and effect. It's an air. So what? How does this member embody this card? Any song references and an era that matches.
Oof. Okay.
He's just a pouty pout. So when they're doing things,
he does pout.
When they're all, like, playing games and stuff, he's like, no, you gotta do it this way. You gotta do it this way.
I think that comes from, from school.
Yeah, probably.
Because he was class president.
So it fits.
It fits. It fits. He really, like, not to say that he doesn't want things to be fun, but he does like it when things, like, you know, are done correctly, I guess is a good way to word it.
Yeah, he wants it done right.
If you're gonna do it right.
Exactly.
Okay, I can relate.
Yeah. Yeah. Song references is harder.
Yeah. I can't really. This is my card, though, isn't it? Not yours.
Yeah, that's why I said it was wrong.
I know. I was like, oh, no, wait, this is, I'm like, I was loading. I was like, is this one? Yes, this one is my card. Song references for Justice. I got nothing.
I also have nothing.
I can tell you what wasn't fair.
Okay.
The bubble.
The bubble wasn't fair?
Yes. Yeah. No, that wasn't fair.
Yeah, the serendipity.
Half sheer shirt.
That's speak not yourself tour bubble. Not Justice.
Not Justice.
I think Justice was done on that day.
For you? Yeah. No, Justice was done on that day. That was a great day. I'm not mad at the day. Don't get me wrong. It was a great day. I still talk about that day every month, basically.
Pretty once much. A month. Once a month, we talk about that.
I'm just thinking the recent outfits he's been put in, I'm like, there's a cause. And there's definitely an effect.
There sure is.
There sure as hell is an effect of him wearing those sheer fucking shirts and unbuttoned, poorly tucked, loose fitted nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he just admits in front of millions of viewers that, yeah, he just prefers to be naked around the house. Seriously?
Yeah. I mean, were we surprised?
No, not at all. I think everyone in the comments was probably like, yeah, we figured.
Yeah.
You're not fooling anyone. No shit. Anyone.
No shit, sir. Okay. Next is Temperance, Balance, and Healing. Jin, for sure. 100%. I have a picture of him with the earth in his moon
performance.
Yeah.
Blowing a little kiss.
Blowing a kiss. How does the member embody this card? Again, this is the balance between being an idol and being who he is. So this is choking on mango and shooting off fireworks.
Absolutely.
This is him being an absolute kook at all times. And I think same, like, in the soup reference, he talks about how that's a way of his healing, is just doing what he wants to do without questioning it. Just, oh, I guess I'm gonna do this now and doing it.
Yeah.
Period. List any song references tied to this idea. Fucking my brain is like, you can't think of that word right now.
Can you think of words to describe the word?
It's a, one of his solo songs. Oh my god, my brain is empty. Wait, why can I only
think of Moon?
Because that's the one that's on the picture.
Epiphany?
Yes. I'm the one I should love. Healing, perfect. It's exactly what you're looking for.
Yes.
The era, any like era, that one.
I like this where one because he's all, like, soft and flowy and it's white.
Soft whites. Yeah.
It's fluffy.
He's fluffy. Yeah, so like this, or, fluffy. Like, 0 o'clock.
Yes, I was thinking of 0 o'clock as well.
Same deal. Yeah. I think that is a fitting card for him.
I do like it. I like the photo. I feel like that fits with the card as well. I don't know.
I did my best. I sure did my best. Okay. Next. I can click on things.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
The moon. Illusion, mystery, dreams. Yoongi. Obviously. One of our moon line.
Yep.
How does the member embody this card? Isn't it obvious?
Yes. To us it is. I mean, okay. He has a song called, what, it's Interlude Dreams? Dreams Interlude? It's got dream in it, doesn't it?
It's Interlude Dream Reality, I think.
I knew Dream and Interlude was in there. I just didn't remember the order. But yeah, that makes sense.
He talks about dreams all the time.
In every, like, you know, whatever. It's who the man's is. He had dreams, now his dreams are reality, and now he has new dreams. All he does is tell us to follow our dreams. Or not. Which one?
Both.
Both.
Both of those things.
Yes.
Follow your dreams, and if it doesn't work out for you anymore, give up, but give up wholeheartedly. Yeah.
Also, that man is the most mysterious one, but also the least mysterious one.
Yeah, he's both. That's the illusion.
That's the illusion.
The illusion is that he's mysterious, but he's just also not.
He's a kitten that likes tangerines.
But also. He's August D.
And you know absolutely nothing about this man.
We don't
man.
Know shit about that guy. We think we know. But we don't.
I do think this era, the fake love era, is a good... Not just because you picked that photo and it's absolutely spot on perfect.
I know, right?
But also, yes.
I think a good look for this... I think a good look for this is any... seesaw performance outfit.
Both.
So like
the reddish suit and then
the pink one.
The punk.
And then the sweater thing.
I like to call it his punk look because it's all rippy and he's got the clonky boots with the cargo.
He is clonky, yeah. But yeah, any seesaw.
Okay.
To me anyway.
Yes, that, I do like it. It's a vibe.
But also the like the first love, like, not VCR because it was, like, a video that came out, but those things where he's, like, running in the street.
Oh, it's like a poncho jacket? That one?
That
where he breaks the window?
Where he breaks the window and there's the fire and all of that.
I know stuff. It's not really a poncho, but it's got the design of a poncho.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Thoughts on Shadow Yoongi?
Could work.
Okay. Because the hair is a little similar.
Yeah.
A little longer.
Yeah. I just... the look, yeah... That's more of a...
I'm going off look. I'm not really thinking song-wise.
Then, yeah. Look, absolutely. Yeah. But of course he's the moon. Look at him. Yeah. Look at him. Okay.
This is not the same sentiment you had towards him earlier.
No, he was something else earlier.
Oh.
The Chariot.
Yeah, I remember this one.
Yes, we went back and forth on this one for a while.
We did.
Victory, assertion, momentum, it has to be JK.
Absolutely.
how does a member embody this card? Literally, those are three. That's just JK.
He's always moving. He is asserting his position not only in the group as a member of BTS, but as BTS and where they stand firm and where they're going to fucking keep going, because holy shit, he's not going to let them stop. Yeah. And Victory, I think that award wall speaks for itself.
I'm just thinking of when he pins that boy.
Oh, that's a great fucking...
It's a good clip.
It's a good, I'm going to put you in your place for disrespecting me.
Exactly. But the momentum, like, he's just like, gotta get up, gotta train my dog, gotta go box, gotta go do this, gotta do dance practice, gotta... He's like the Energizer Bunny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Song references. Fucking not today.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Or, just because of the vibe and also it being water.
Oh.
The
Save Me one?
Yeah, the Save Me remix of him in the puddle.
With the velvet, fringe shirt.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that was good.
It's a good look.
That's a really good look.
Mm-hmm. It is a good look. Yeah. Look at him.
Yes.
Okay, next. I think that's another member. Perfect. The Tower. Sudden change. Describe your reactions to whenever BTS releases big news. I scream.
Mine is usually delayed, because unless I'm, like, on Twitter, or, like, unless you tell me, I don't see shit until it's long since passed. there was something I did screech for recently, though. I can't remember what it was. What the hell? Was it? I don't know. I don't usually get as outwardly reactive, though. But there was something recently I did. Like, I had to contain myself because my roommate was still sleeping. And it was... Yes. It was BTS related. I think I texted you. I can't remember what it was. Oh! It was when I saw that the demo version of Tony Montana featuring Jimin was gonna be on the third disc.
Yes.
Yep, that I screamed. I did scream. It was a muted scream because the roommate was sleeping, but I screamed. And then I keyboard smashed.
I usually just feel like I'm gonna vibrate through the floor.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That's what I do.
That is
And then I start plotting. How can I make this work? Okay. This is the hardest part.
Oh.
Death. Endings and beginnings. So I chose talk about your favorite era, because those end and begin. Rather than thinking about something that we don't need to think about.
Nope.
So talk about your favorite era. This is hard, though.
Okay. Do I have to pick one overall?
Why, do you have a top three?
No, I was like, I have one for each member, I think.
Oh, okay.
But now I have to think. Like, what are all the arrows?
Love yourself is my favorite arrow. Mm. Despite 7 being my favorite album, Love Yourself is where I came in. It's where I learned BTS, and it's where I learned how I could be with BTS. So that's my favorite era. That, hands down.
Are you talking about Love Yourself overall?
That's the era.
Oh, all 3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do I need to pull up my cheat sheet?
No, I'm just going to look at the albums.
Yeah. So that's the era.
Okay.
Then Persona and 7 are together. Young Forever is that chunk of albums with youth stuff.
Yeah, I have 2 of those. Okay. Ow. Yeah, I will also have to say Love Yourself as an era was my favorite. Because
singularity. Because singularity.
Yes. Yeah, no. Love Yourself, I absolutely my favorite era. And then from the other albums, there are certain, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. See, I just not as hard as you think.
No, not as hard as I thought. That made it a lot easier, not overthinking it.
Yes. Okay. The Empress. I had to choose him because he's beautiful. Okay, The Empress. It's about abundance. So scroll through your camera roll and name the member you have the most recent photo of.
Oh, okay. I misread that. I thought it said
and then
the most of.
Then who do you have the most of? Oh, okay. So who's the most recent that you have a picture?
Hold on. I downloaded a fuck ton, so I don't know.
Easy. It would be both of them, too. Yeah, so the most recent one that I've downloaded was of Taeyeon Yoongi.
Ooh, wait. Hold on. I feel like I'm missing photos. Oh, nope, there they are. Oh, okay. So, this is the most recent... Because I downloaded the ones that were on Weavers and he was last in line.
So it's Tay.
So it was Tay. And then I have the most...
Of Tay.
For me. I have 451 photos of Tay for you, specifically.
I have it so, like, Google knows who Tay is, so it, like, sorts his photos into its own category.
Yeah, I do it manually. Because I don't have my Google Photos set up.
I do because that's the only way I can do anything on this planet. So just the ones that it is verified and knows that are Tay, I have 1,600. And that's not including like Weverse downloads. It doesn't have Weverse downloads in that grouping.
Yeah, mine's not, I haven't gone through and, like, sorted my photos in a very long time, so.
Tay for both.
Yeah, Tay for both.
Tay for both. Okay. Boop. I can't say this word.
The Hierophant.
Yes. Group identity. So, describe your favorite thing about seeing the boys all together.
They're all together. No, they're all together. It depends. I mean, when they're on run, I love how goofy and how, like, chill they are with each other. When they're doing their V-lives, they're, like, a different freaking ball game. When they're on stage, it's terrifying and death-inducing.
I just love seeing them support each other.
Yes.
It's the best thing. It's the best thing.
They're adorable.
Look at them.
I know, they're great.
Okay. next. I'm gonna save that one. The Hermit. Soul searching, solitude, earth. It has to be Namjoon.
Absolutely.
100%. How does the member embody this card? Have you ever heard of Namjooning? Have you?
Do you know Namjooning?
Do you know Namjooning?
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, his whole Instagram feed is just like a ode to art museums and like biking and nature and exploration in the simplest form.
Mm-hmm. It's cool because the card, my card is named Serenity rather than the Hermit, and that it suits.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just him and his love for everything that is. Song references, there's probably a good one on Mono, but I'm not able to think of specific lyric at this moment. No,
and I for some reason my brain, it has started playing Forever Rain. I haven't like looked at the lyrics for that song, but I'm like, it's got a vibe.
It's got solitude. A vibe. Yeah.
But yeah, no. Mono, I'll just say Mono.
Probably just Mono. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though a lot of the songs on that have a more morose vibe.
They do, but I think coming out from that,
I think it still has a glimmer of like, and that's what happens when you live. You know?
Yes.
But also like Moonchild, Don't Cry, like he just has such a perspective on things. Probably because he goes out and soul searches all the time.
He does. He's a gentle giant.
He is a gentle giant. And we love him for it.
Yes.
Okay, next. The Wheel of Fortune. Karma turning a cycle. Do you wish you found BTS earlier, or do you think they found you when you needed them most? Hmm.
Well, I don't think, well, I mean, I don't know. It's not like I'm upset that I didn't find them earlier, because I think when I,
asking the hard question.
I'm not upset that I didn't find them earlier. I'm not one of those that, like, you know, wishes I'd been there from the beginning, because the truth of the matter is I
may not have liked it. I probably wouldn't have liked them
had I listened to them any earlier than, you know, 2016 or whatever. That's probably the earliest. But when they debuted, I was already not listening to K-pop anymore, and that was just a bad year for me in music, so.
I would have liked to know them earlier, but I think that I found them and they found me right at the perfect time. Because I needed what they've got going on.
Yes.
And I am glad that I have them. Okay. This time, correct. The right one. They're flipped in this deck for some reason. Mm. Okay. Strength. Courage. Self-control. What do you think is each member's biggest hurdle?
Ooh.
So we'll do the same as last time. What is Namjoon's biggest hurdle? Hmm. I'm trying to think more, like, specifically rather than, like, society and expectations or, like, xenophobia and shit like that. I'm thinking more, like, to him specifically. Biggest hurdle.
I don't really know if it is so much anymore, but, like, his self-confidence, didn't he used to have something like that?
I think they probably all did, but yeah. I think struggling with that is a daily chore for most people.
Oh, yeah.
I think that, and also the, sometimes the weight of being the leader. Yes. But, as we know, as soon as the curtains close, it's all the other members taking care of him.
Yeah.
As they've confirmed.
Yes. He's only the leader in front of cameras.
Yes.
Behind the scenes, he doesn't lift a finger.
But that's still a lot to take on. It's a lot of responsibility to be in charge. Not like they don't have a bunch of staff and stuff with them, but I just remember watching, like, the award shows where he's just like, is everyone counting, here? Are we all good? Like,
he's counting, and then especially when they came to America, and he's, like, he's being, like, shoved in front of the microphones because he's
the as only if one. He's the translator right. for their group,
and you know he has to then speak for himself and six other people and translate to for Americans to understand. He has to translate in a way that Americans will understand, because you know they can't ever, like, just, I don't know, think.
Yeah, we don't think here.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. What is Jin's biggest hurdle? What do you think Jin's biggest hurdle is? Probably also self-confidence.
I would say self-confidence, but, like, as a performer, because I know that he's, you know, it's not always the easiest for him.
Yeah.
For certain things.
Which is why he works hard.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. I think that's it. Obviously there are other things, but
oh yeah.
What do you think Yoongi's biggest hurdle is?
Himself.
Yes. I think even though he is, like, we talked about this in the last episode, since Yoongi's episode was the last one
mm-hmm.
for D2, even though he's, like, yeah, I wrote telepathy in an afternoon, like, it's no big deal, whatever, he has that one song where he's, like, I wrote verse one in no time, and now I'm stuck on verse two, and I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here anymore. So I think just, like, battling with your... battling your creativity and battling your voice, your own voice, is tough.
Yes.
I think that he probably has to deal with the back and forth of that all the time. Because sometimes you feel like a genius and sometimes you feel like a fucking idiot.
Sometimes you write thousands of words. Sometimes you write none.
Sometimes you just want to rip everything up and throw your computer away.
Yup.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just want to throw it all away.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Hobie's biggest hurdle.
I want to say finding a balance. Like letting himself not be, you know, sunshine all the time.
Yeah.
Because he's not, and I feel like sometimes he's good at, like, you know, setting that line for himself, but sometimes I wonder if it gets to be too much, and then...
Yeah. I was gonna say, on the flip side of his strength, it's the same fucking thing. The same thing that's his biggest strength is his biggest hurdle. So feeling hopeful... when you're feeling down, like, having to get up and be like, okay, here I am, I have to do the thing, And feeling like he has to do that for the other members and for the fans that when they look at him are like, are you okay? Like, you good?
Yes.
What is Jimin's biggest hurdle?
He's a perfectionist. He's a perfectionist and he is very hard on himself.
Again, the stubbornness.
Again, he is stubborn as shit.
I think we're probably saying the same thing for all of them.
I think we are because, I mean, that is what makes them stronger.
That's what people do.
Yeah. They take their weaknesses and they make them their strengths.
They beat them into submission.
Hell fucking yeah.
I think his biggest hurdle may be that...
also himself.
Himself goes for all of them.
Yes.
His biggest hurdle might be his, like, need or, like, willingness to make sure everyone else is okay.
Yes.
Before, it's a little self-sacrificing. Before himself. I'm just thinking of... the day that shall not be named, the red suit day, where they're all standing up there crying on their thing, talking about how they were gonna hang it up or whatever, and he goes around, he's like making sure everyone's good, and then afterward he takes a step back and is like, oh, okay, and then is overwhelmed with emotion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what is Tae's biggest hurdle? Tae's biggest hurdle, I think, is the same thing. The same thing. Where he can try everything, but he is maybe too critical or too afraid of what will happen. And that leads him to quitting stuff or throwing songs away or getting rid of stuff because he's like, I don't know, it just wasn't right. Which is fair because not all music has to be put out there. But I think that, as Hobi said in The Soup, is just like, just do it and then it'll be done and then you won't have to think about it being your first mixtape anymore. It'll just be over with. You're overthinking it too much.
True. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then JK's biggest hurdle, also his passion.
He doesn't know how to slow his roll and gets hurt.
Mm-hmm. Often.
All the time, because he just goes in 152%, and you maybe needed a 93%.
Bring it back to an 87, even. Like,
just slow your roll, take your time. We're not going anywhere, you're not going anywhere, I hope.
You're not going anywhere as long as you, like, take it easy.
Stop hurting yourself.
But yeah, that passion and the drive.
The determination.
To
succeed.
And the fear of failure. The fear of failure.
Yeah, I think they all got a little bit of that. Nip it on their heels.
I think that's just an ailment of living.
Absolutely.
Okay. Boop. The sun. Success, vitality, youth. Which BTS song do you wish you had growing up?
Oh. Just because
it's Black been... Swan.
Okay, shit. Two now. Black Swan, Dionysus.
Those are very different songs.
Yeah, but those are my songs. Like, if you're gonna make me pick two songs, those are my two songs.
Yeah, I just,
Dionysus has been stuck in my head for at least the past 15 minutes.
Black Swan, and then same thing, but one member, as we talked about, First Love.
Yes.
Because that's a solo song. First, for BTS specifically, Black Swan.
Mm-hmm.
Because the struggle. Mm-hmm. The struggle of those things. Go listen to the sun. I'm not going to explain it. You should know at this point. You should know at this point. But also so far away. And singularity.
And singularity.
I really, like... Okay. Boop. Judgment. Inner calling. Describe a song without saying the title or lyrics.
Shit, well, that one's really fucking obvious. Goddamn.
The other person has to guess the song.
I had one, but I was like, no, that's way too obvious.
This is the only, like, gamey one, I think. Because I thought it would be funny. Describe a song. I have to think of a song first.
I don't know that many songs, though.
I'm just gonna shuffle my thing here.
Where's my phone?
How do you describe a song without a title or lyrics?
Oh, do you want an example? Should I do an example?
Sure.
So this is the first one that came into my head. Drinky, drinky.
Drinky, drinky?
Yeah. Drinks. Grapes.
Dionysus.
Yeah. Here's another one. Blackbirds. Oh, no, that has it in the title. Never mind.
Blackbirds.
Feathers. There. Crushing depression. Oh, that's so many. Never
crushing
mind.
Crushing depression. All of them.
Oh, okay.
Chokers. The Chokers.
Oh. Well, Blood, Sweat, and Tears?
Yes.
Okay, because I just...
Choking.
Yeah. Chokers. No, you said that, and that's where my brain went, but I was like, wait. Do you mean that Chokers, or do you mean the leash choker? Because that was also Spring Day.
Yeah, for some reason, that was Spring Day.
Okay. No, wait, hold on. I don't know how to describe that one. The hip thrust.
The hip thrust? The? Bepse?
Yeah.
Okay.
I almost did 28 and did my age plus one.
You could have just said your age.
Oh, yeah. I forgot your birthday's not for a couple months.
Yeah. Okay, next. The Fool. Fresh start. Leap of faith. What BTS song do you think describes... think best relates to The Fool?
I'm just keep faith. Staring at the albums
thinking, as if they're going to give you the answer.
Communicate with me.
A fresh start. Begin. Begin. But also stay.
Shit. What's the song called?
Describe it to me without telling me the title.
Can't because I haven't listened to the song in forever. I don't remember it. Oh no. Hold on. Where is it? Life Goes On.
Yes.
Oh my god. I wanted to just say B, but I'm like, no.
B. You know, B. Okay. I've got two more.
All right.
The Lovers. Love, union, bonds, BTS. You can't tell me that they don't love each other and that they don't have a bond.
No, or they a union. Absolutely do. In all an
simple
all
union.
Yes. Absolutely. All seven individually, every which way these boys are connected.
Yeah. They literally are love. I don't know what to tell you other than that. Song references. Tear.
Yeah.
If you want to look at it the sad way.
I mean, he did write it for the members.
Yeah.
What do you think about On, maybe? Black Swan? Also sad, but...
We are Bulletproof the Eternal.
Oh, yeah.
In a Young way.
Young Forever?
Young Forever. Aw. Proof. Yeah.
All the eras.
Literally any era, they're all over each other, basically, whole time. Pick one. Okay, next and last. The last one. I did do that on purpose. The World. Accomplishment. What is something you want to see each member do in the future?
Jen. Act.
Tay. Act.
Again.
Again, more, please. Namjoon. Have a art installation.
I was gonna say, I want him to, like, fund a gallery.
That'd be cool.
We went out of order.
No, that's... I was trying to recalibrate.
Yoongi.
Yoongi should start, his own company. Label, yeah.
Okay, I can...
Production label.
Absolutely. This is just me being selfish. I really want Yoongi to collaborate with one of my other favorite K-pop rappers, Jungkook, because I think they would just vibe very well, and I think they would create something beautiful. But that's just me being very selfish and dreaming big.
It's just, that's what the question's for.
Yep. Hobi. I want Hobi to start posting, like, his own choreography.
Yeah, more Hope on the Street again, please. Yeah. But, like, big-wise, he could... I think it'd be cool if, like, in the future he does choreo for other groups.
Yes.
That'd be cool. Or something of that nature. Jimin... should... make music. He should release some fucking music.
He should release some music, but I also would like to see him do some dancing as well. Go back to, yeah, like, his contemporary roots.
That'd be cool. Do, like, some... you know, like, that, I guess that's just dance. I just want him to do dance. It doesn't even need to be his music. Just go dance and put it on the internet for
us. Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure.
Like, those boys that do that dance with that tree. I can't remember what song it is.
Oh!
Is it Lovely?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. Do that.
Mm-hmm.
JK.
Whatever the hell he wants.
He could literally take over the world. It doesn't even matter what he's doing. I think... oh my god. He has too much unlocked potential. I have no fucking clue. He's like a loose cannon. What could he do?
What can't he do?
He could, like...
This is what I want. I want Namjoon to, like, create a fucking gallery, and then I want all the members to donate a piece, because they're all fucking artistic. Jin, just finger paint, my dude. Just do it. It'll be great.
He could just take a picture of himself.
He could just do that as well. Golden Film Closet. Golden Closet Films. That's what I would like from JK.
Yeah.
Man has talent.
Yeah, do some video editing.
Please share.
Make a movie.
Please share that. Oh my god, he could make a documentary. Please share your talent with us poor plebs.
If I had one spec of the amount of dedication and drive that that boy has.
Oh my god.
I would be able to do so many things.
It.
Unfortunately, oh. I'm just here working my job.
Unfortunately, I am just a blob of...
I only do organs. Work. I only work.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That is all. That's everybody.
That is all the number of the cards.
That's all of the numbers. All of the major, anyway. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you guys had fun and that BTS has a great anniversary of their wedding. Their first wedding. Their first anniversary.
Oh my god.
And that we will all perish.
Yep.
When the anthology comes out.
Yeah.
Happily perish.
I know it's me. I was just trying to make sure my mouse was in the okay. right spot.
I was like, wait, I forget who it is.
Oh, it's me. Okay. Want to do some research of your own?
Head to the resource doc in the description for a jump start on sources.
Want to submit a topic or question or just want to chat with us?
The link in the description can also take you to your preferred social media platform.
That's all for today, guys. Thanks for being here.
We appreciate you. See you next week.